Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, joined by our expert analyst, Jane. Jane, we've got a packed digest today, kicking off with a big warning from the UK's National Cybersecurity Centre.
That's right, Paul. The NCSC is sounding the alarm about AI's ability to uncover software flaws at an unprecedented rate. They're predicting a massive patch wave that the industry isn't currently equipped to handle, which is a significant cybersecurity concern.
It really is, Jane. It means we're going to see a lot more vulnerabilities exposed, and companies will be scrambling to keep up. From that serious note, let's pivot to something a little more self-aware. GPT 5.5 actually planned its own launch party.
I saw that, Paul. Sam Altman asked it what it wanted, and it gave a detailed list, including specific dates, and even who should give toasts. It's wild to think these models are developing preferences, let alone orchestrating events.
And not just preferences, but taste, apparently. Stripe's internal AI agent was given $20, and it bought itself an HTTP design template. These AIs are truly starting to have opinions, which is both fascinating and a little unnerving.
Definitely. Shifting gears to market dynamics, Paul, the big news is Anthropic's valuation soaring past $1 trillion, actually surpassing OpenAI for the first time. That's a massive shift in the competitive landscape.
$1 trillion is a huge milestone, Jane, really showing the investment appetite for Claude. And speaking of OpenAI, they've restricted access to GPT 5.5 Cyber, which is quite ironic given they recently mocked Anthropic for doing something similar. Less than person two, greater than it is, ironic, isn't it? It highlights the ongoing struggle between capability and safety, especially when these models gain, quote, record cyber capability, as the AISI flagged. It seems even OpenAI has to pull back the reins sometimes. Less than person one, greater than absolutely. In the more practical application front, Google Gemini can now generate full Google Docs, Sheets, and PDFs directly from a single prompt. That's a huge step for productivity, isn't it?
It really streamlines workflows, Paul. Imagine just describing your report or spreadsheet, and Gemini builds it out for you. This definitely puts more pressure on Microsoft and their Copilot offerings to keep innovating in that space. Less than person two, indeed. Now, for something a bit more concerning, Meta is reportedly tracking employee keystrokes across hundreds of apps for AI training. That raises some serious questions about privacy and data collection, Jane. Less than person two, greater than it, certainly does. While companies always collect some data, explicit keystroke tracking feels like a new level of intrusion, even if it's for AI training. It blurs the lines between productivity monitoring and personal privacy.
A fascinating counter-narrative to all this AI advancement is Starbucks rolling back some of its automation. This suggests that not every task is best suited for AI or robots, and the human element still holds significant value.
That's a crucial point, Paul. It indicates that while AI makes many things cheaper, things like genuine human interaction and bespoke service become more scarce and, therefore, more valuable. It's a good reminder that not everything needs to be automated.
And in a really impactful study, a Harvard trial found that OpenAI's AI actually outperforms doctors in emergency triage diagnoses. This could be a profound change for medicine, couldn't it?
It's huge, Paul. In those high-pressure, minimal information scenarios, AI's speed and accuracy could genuinely save lives. Of course, the ethical frameworks and integration into clinical practice will be massive hurdles, but the potential is undeniable.
Absolutely. Finally, a significant structural shift. Microsoft and OpenAI have rewritten their partnership terms, removing the revenue share and the AGI clause. What does that signal about their evolving relationship, Jane? Less than person two, greater than this really suggests a maturing relationship, Paul, where OpenAI gains more independence, especially concerning AGI development. It shifts Microsoft's role more towards a key infrastructure provider rather than a direct profit share from OpenAI's core models, which is a big deal for both companies. Less than person one, greater than that. All the time we have for today's Merge Sort AI Digest. Thank you, Jane, for your invaluable insights, and thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI.